Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You probably won't be surprised about the most recent BGR report. In fact, we're going to try and get BGR on this week to talk about it. But I thought it was important enough to kind of cover a few of the observations here, a number of which we've talked about on this show a number of times. How many times did we hear that we did this, we did that, we provided this, we provided that, it was not a problem, it was not a function of money, the money was flowing in, not a big issue, we just had to be able to execute on these contracts and get us from point A to point B, and it would not be a problem. And during the course of these types of conversations that were being had, every now and then there was an anecdotal slip-up that revealed itself. And we learned that they misaccounted for this money, misaccounted for that, accounting error here, lack of information being provided there, decisions being made based on the wrong information. And then we find out, as pointed out by BGR, the title of their report, April 2025, After the Windfall, Strengthening the City of New Orleans Financial Management Practices. Well, that would assume that they have financial management practices. One is beginning to wonder what it is that they're doing. We're embroiled in a lawsuit now relative to the education system, the school board. Not having the information necessary, not really chasing the information either, to try and establish a budget that made sense based on revenue projections. Those get all messed up. We hastily try to resolve potential lawsuit being filed by the school board against the city based on a financial practice that no one seems to know where they got the authority to do this. The city just did it. I guess they needed money. So they started charging a percentage of what they collected in ad valorem taxes before they sent those dollars over to the school board. They just decided, man, this would be a smart thing for us to do. So they did it. So they've been embroiled in a disagreement about this, and now there's a lawsuit, and the attempt to pay them was to satisfy that issue. Seemed to make sense. They need the money now. Now they're caught betwixt and between. They're hitting their reserves. All of that's a problem. Now the city finds himself in the same place because of their spending habits, right? They're trying to be all things to all people. They're not prioritizing their spend at all. They never have. They really believe that they can engage in all of these social programs and take care of culture bearers and this and that and everybody else because the money is just free-flowing, the printing presses are printing, and all's good. Meanwhile, we can't fill a pothole. We can't get traffic lights repaired. The sewage and water board is a mess, better than it's ever been in the last two decades, but a mess still, and still upside down financially. One day a week garbage pickup. We have illegal dumping going on all over the city. We're trying different programs, many of which are going to require a financial spend to get to where they're going to be. Certainly a second pickup would, right? And here we find ourselves now with these findings, where we're dipping into reserves. And we'll get to that in a minute, because that is going to be a bigger problem than most people recognize. And I just kind of went through the BGR report that covers over 30 pages, and I didn't see this mentioned, but I think it's going to be a big issue. More on that later. But here we are. And the big problem that I have at this point in time is I don't know who is telling the truth any longer. Or if this is just very circular, where this news just keeps going round and round and we believe it and we're spending money, we're engaging in this, we're doing that. It's all good. You know, we've had one of the best years in a long time of big events coming to the city, talking about sales tax generation. Where are we on the collection of that? We never get any reports out of the city. It's a big guessing game. We knew exactly where we stood in Jefferson Parish 10 days after the following month. We were compelled to send reports to all the tax recipient bodies, so they knew exactly where they were standing on a monthly basis. We knew where we were to budget on a monthly basis. These people don't seem to be able to do this. They find out that NOPD has been overspending money for their staffing issues. Why now? Why does it take so long? You know what the expense is every month. Are any of these systems connected to one another that will generate financial statements that we can see where we are? It's going to be interesting to find out. And I really wish somebody would dig deep into this to find out technologically, where are we as it relates to a financial management system? How does it work? How do we do this? I know for a long time, tax payments used to sit in bags in the hallways of City Hall, taking weeks and months on end to process. I recall back in the Morial administration, Mark Morial administration, where we collected taxes for them from the airport. We would send the checks to them, call them, and alert them, sometimes hand-delivering the check for them to process the check. Why? Because we had this open check on our check register for years on end that was never negotiated by the city of New Orleans. And we did not like to be written up in the audit with this issue unresolved. Auditors were putting pressure on us to send it to the treasurer's office so that we could move it off of our books. So I speak with firsthand knowledge about the inability of this organization to be able to process funds, to be able to process sales tax payments and alike. And we need to know exactly where this organization is at this point in time. Because it seems to me that the left hand does not know what the right hand is doing. And we're never going to get out of this financial morass if we don't have a clear picture of where we stand every day amongst the 365 days that make up a year. Plain and simple. I don't know how you make decisions, short term, midterm, long term. You can't if you don't know where you stand financially. How do you decide what the priorities are? If a project costs blank millions of dollars and you don't have the dollars to do that, it may be a high priority item. And unless you can do this over time and finance it over time, then where does that fall on the priority list? Well, it would typically fall down because you're not able to achieve it because of the financial situation that you find yourself in, unless you're going to float a bond issue or otherwise, or some other long-term debt instrument. You cannot legitimately sit down and plan where this city's going to be at any given moment if you do not have reliable, current, valid information. This is embarrassing.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Of course, the leader of the organization is more concerned and, in fact, even willing to go to the lengths of filing a lawsuit now in order to preserve her right to travel. Why don't you travel to the CFO's office? Get a first-class ticket to that office and sit down and conduct a two-week symposium amongst the players there so you can figure out where we are financially. I think there would be a lot of people that would contribute to that endeavor in getting you that first-class ticket to the CFO's office. Or maybe with a consultant that can tell us how to train or provide training for folks that we can provide this information. This is a joke. Continues to be a joke. Continues to be embarrassing. But more than anything else, your inability to account for these dollars in a reasonable time period, I won't even say rapid, but it should be rapid. It's incumbent upon you to do so at a rapid pace, quite frankly, is fertile ground for fraud and abuse. Because you don't clearly know what's going on. How do you figure out trends? You have faulty data. You have faulty collection points. Your WIPs, your works and processes, I got to imagine, are cuckoo out of control. Because typically that's what you find when you go in. You try and figure out why can't you project anything. So let's go back to dipping into our reserves. The Government Finance Officers Association sets some points relative to a lot of financial data that where you should be. Like how many days, how many months of expenses you should have in reserve. It's always been in a little bit of a debate. Should it be two? Should it be three? You know, for a long time it was three. I'm not sure where it is now. I have been separated for 7 or 8 years where I was on top of this each and every day. Our goal was to always have three plus. And the reason we wanted three plus is that in the event of a storm, and I was a firm believer in this, if you don't control it, it ain't going to happen. Well, one way to get to control is that you have the money to purchase the services needed or the equipment needed or rentals or otherwise to deal with the issues at hand real time. Pre-staging, for example. An evacuation plan within the parish. 7 days of supply on hand. The equipment necessary in order to address flooded streets, flooded situations, power outages, blocked streets with trees, vegetative debris, the whole nine yards. And I was only responsible for a very small part of it. So you had the pressure of where you needed to be on a cash basis. We didn't want to borrow money to make payroll. We used to do that, and that was one of the goals when I became CFO, was to get away from that practice. To have the reserves necessary, the working capital necessary to make it through the year on a cash basis. We did so. It's recommended by the GFOA. And to have those dollars available over and above that to be able to deal with storms. A lot of people used to say a lot of nice things about the way that we dealt with storms. And quite frankly, it was just due to incredible people taking the time necessary to plan things out, but more importantly, to make sure that we had the dollars on hand to execute, to pay our people. If it even went, it meant we having to go to a manual system. But we back this information up all over the place now to make sure that we can get our people paid that are showing up for work trying to reconstitute this area. This is a big flaw here when you start dipping into these reserves and you don't have 2 months of expenses in reserve. And let me tell you why it's even worse today. Right now, we are in uncharted waters as it relates to FEMA. FEMA's in the process of being redesigned. That may be good, may be bad. I don't know. I will reserve judgment. There is a move to afoot to move FEMA, its funding that is, to the states and have the states control that. My initial reaction to that would be, it would probably be better. Of course, it all depends on the quality of the leadership at the state level. Historically, we've had very sound leadership. I would venture to say we have sound leadership today as it relates to responding to natural disasters like hurricanes. But there is an uncertainty out there that begs of making sure you have the capabilities to be able to respond to these challenges real time. And the moment in time that you start dipping into these reserves and you don't have the 2 months operating expenses plus, you are less than. And you know what? You're not going to be able to adequately respond. And then we'll find ourselves in a situation that we can't get out of our own way. This is a byproduct of the lack of leadership, the lack of understanding the basic principles and things that you should be delivering to the taxpayers each and every day. So book that first class ticket to the CFO's office and let's get with it. Let's get it done. Let's gain a better understanding in the last months of your administration as to exactly where we are financially. And I know you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the next mayor. And you want to know something, Mayor Cantrell? That's more important than any climate change conference that you will ever attend in the history of the world. And make sure that you are fulfilling your fiduciary obligation where you have failed repeatedly over and over and over again. Why don't you focus on that for the last months of your administration to put us in the best position to succeed from month one of the new administration? It's not about you. You are the center of no universe. It's about those folks that are struggling each and every day to live in a place that right now is not cheap to live. And the angst and anxiety when we hear about we don't have a clear picture of where we are fiscally, you are doing your constituents a disservice. I guess the only thing I can say at this point in time is, wake up! We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.